thinks that she can just giggle her way to the White House. That seems to be the strategy. Every interview, every appearance, every rally, every speech, it's Cackletown. And now she goes on Oprah in some big celebrity-attended interview, and it's just nothing but giggles and cackles. It's just embarrassing. This is a very unserious woman. All right, we are live, but she's a prosecutor. Or, as Tim Walz said, a prostitute-er. Tim Walz words. I'm just quoting Tim Walz, vice president nominee, Tampon Tim. We are live on this Friday, September 20th, 2024 edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters with 46 days to go. 46 days to go until the presidential election. There is a couple big stories, because at the end of the day, what is this really going to come down to? Is it Trump versus Harris? Well, not really. It's how are the ballots going to be counted and what ballots are going to be counted. So there's a couple important news stories dealing with that. One in Georgia that favors Trump. I already had Trump winning Georgia anyway, but this, I would say, maybe assures that. And then one in Pennsylvania, which I don't think swings Pennsylvania yet. I still have Harris winning Pennsylvania, but if this becomes a trend, what happened today? Pennsylvania back in play for Trump, I would say. So we'll have that. Now, I do have a light news desk. We do have a lot of video clips, but a light news desk. I want to take a ton of calls today. I'm not sure we took a single call this week. So we're going to take a bunch of calls today. Now, from the White House, I think we get an idea of what's really going on. Joe Biden has, for all intents and purposes, given up. Jill Biden is now, I guess, acting as president, or at least pretending to. And I guess for her, this is really where she's always wanted to be. She's always wanted to be the center of attention. She's always wanted to be the belle of the ball. And so now, with just a couple of months or a month and a half or so until the election, she's running the show. She's pretending to be president. It's just a big act. It's just a big game. But she's loving it. And this is what it's all about right now. This is all a show. And I got a couple of clips to kind of show that. Even Kamala Harris on Oprah and the Giggle Factory. It's just a show for these people. And everything they say about Trump is true about them. Trump's selfish. He's only doing this for himself. No, that's you. You're selfish. You're only doing this for yourself. You think this is a reality show and you're the main character. You don't really give a damn about policy. You don't give a damn about the country, foreign issues, foreign affairs. You don't give a damn. You only care about yourself being the story, getting into the history books and all the fanciful galas and international intrigue and events. That's what you're doing. You're just on a world tour of yourself. And so now it's President Jill Biden, and it's such a farce that they're even putting her name on the official presidential letterhead now. That's where we're at. So, okay, I guess we know who's running the White House. It's Jill Biden. Now, she's not running any foreign policy, but I guess she's running the White House. So good for her. So she can take some of those ugly dresses and make them ugly curtains, I suppose. So we got that. We got some other clips coming up and a ton of phone calls on this Friday edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Giggle Fest rides on. The destruction of the country continues with these clowns. These pathetic excuses for Americans. And now we have 45 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes to kick them the hell out of the White House. This has been such a long election cycle, and I was talking to a friend about this earlier. This has been such a long election cycle, it's almost like I can't even believe it. Does it feel like we're 45 days out? Or does it feel we're going to be stuck in this forever? But no, it's 45 days and some odd hours now. And Jill Biden is now running the White House. They put her name on the official presidential letterhead seal. It's on the official leather handouts that they give to the media and the diplomats and everybody that comes in for meetings now. They put Jill Biden on there. So that's what's going on at the White House. That's the big priority. Can't secure the border, but we can get Jill Biden's signature on presidential leather-bound letterhead. So glad that that's going on. And now they're celebrating her, of course. They're celebrating her work for women, they say. She's been such a fierce fighter for women, they say. Such a fierce fighter that now your women's bathrooms and women's sports, you might see a man walking around. Because, you know, fighters like Jill Biden, so good for women. So, okay, who's running the White House? The answer is Jill Biden. Maybe that was the aim from the very beginning. Maybe that was her aim from the very beginning. I wonder what deals have been cut behind the scenes, though. Because Biden's obviously done. He's given up. He couldn't care less at this point. He's just riding it out into the sunset. But I wonder what kind of deals have been cut. Do we fully expect the pardon of Hunter Biden? I would say it's likely. But what is Joe's final revenge here? Is it Kamala Harris? The Democrats run the coup, so he says, okay, I'm going to give you Kamala. Good luck with that. Is it Joe just sabotaging and doing nothing in his final days as a lame duck president that is just embarrassing for the Democrat Party? He's just like, oh, I'll do whatever I want. Hell, I'll put Jill Biden on the presidential letterhead. How do you like that? And you know what? She's running the international meetings now, okay? I'm going to go take a nap. You guys don't want me. Here's Jill. Have fun. I've been listening to this woman for, what have they been married, like 40, 50 years? I've been listening to her shrill, annoying voice for decades. You guys have fun. I'm out. Peace. Nappy time for Joe. Or maybe he'll go to the beach this weekend. Then there's Kamala. This cringe giggle factory keeps getting worse. She goes on Oprah and it's this star-studded audience. So many celebrities and influentials. And you go there and it's Oprah and Kamala just cackling and giggling like schoolgirls. It's all a big joke. It's all a big joke on the American people. Oprah knows damn well what Kamala Harris is. In Tim Walz's words, a prostitute. Oprah knows damn well. This is the woman that hangs out with Harvey Weinstein. This is the woman that hangs out with P. Diddy. This is the woman that hangs out with all these degenerates and alleged sex abusers and traffickers. That's Oprah Winfrey. She knows exactly who Kamala Harris is. And it's this big giggle girl fest, like they're in the bathroom painting their nails and it's all a big joke. Oh, the American people suffering, they don't care. Oh, the open border invasions, they don't care. Oh, all the wars, they don't care. And, you know, there's a couple clips that kind of highlight this, actually. How about in Springfield, where they're talking about the Haitians coming and taking the jobs from the Americans? What have we been saying, I mean, really, for years, but really highlighting it with the Springfield story, what have we been saying about the illegal aliens taking the jobs? That's what's going on here. It's cheap labor. All these people are benefiting from the open borders. It's an entire economy. So here's one man in Springfield saying, yes, they're coming here and they're getting our jobs, clip 10.
Jobs are getting took up, man. You know, all these, you say our factory needs 50 people. That could be 50 Americans that don't have a job. Instead, the Haitians, they take exactly all those 50 spots, man. So that's 50 people that don't have a job.
What about in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, where children are getting kicked out of their schools, of the communities they were born in, raised in, grew up in, live in? Illegal alien gets shipped in by the Democrats, and then the little girl gets kicked out of school. First, she has to ride with the 20-year-old, you know, a little 14-year-old girl trying to go to high school. She has to ride on the bus with a 20-year-old man that's going to bully her. And then she finds out, you know what, you're actually just out. We're you know what, you don't like that bus experience? Why don't you just go ahead and get on out of here? How about this from a mother in clip 14?
Devastated because we own our house. We've lived here. We're family. We're done lose everything down here. If this factory, I'm not saying in this town, I'm not. My child already lost 2 years of school. She's so far behind. She was supposed to go to Head Start, and they told her she couldn't go 2 weeks before school start because 20 immigrants came in and took her out of school. Mm. So we lost 2 years of school, so why would I want to stay in this town?
It's really sad what has happened to my hometown. I mean, it's hard for me to drive through here and just see what's left of it. And, you know, I've said before, this is beyond immigration. At this point, it feels like an invasion.
It is an invasion. It is a Democrat Party invasion of illegal immigrants. It is the largest invasion in world history. It's being done for demographic reasons. It's being done for political reasons. It's being done for financial reasons. And you, the American, you, the local resident of these small towns, you don't matter. You don't come into the equation. You need to just get out of the way and shut up. The invasion is here. And it pisses me off because I have all these videos. The Democrats talk about funding for this. They talk about funding for that. President Jill Biden wants funding for women's studies. Ron Rowe, the Secret Service director, during a press conference today, basically a nothing burger. They said we're going to punish people for the failures in Secret Service. Oh, really? Months later, got you. Thanks for the update. And he wants more money. Everybody wants more money. Oh well, how about the $200 billion that you sent to Ukraine? That money could have been used, but no, had to send it to Ukraine. How's that going? What about the hundreds of billions that we spend on illegal immigration? That money could have been used for things that might benefit Americans, but no. No, had to spend it on the non-citizens, the criminal border crossers. But see, it's just like, money just grows on trees. I just want money for this, money for that. Like President Jill Biden. like President Jill Biden here in clip six.
She talked about the fact that sometimes the White House, in her words, surprises you. And for somebody who has worked on women's health issues for her whole career, frankly, as a teacher, but also as the second lady and now as the first lady, she said
pause
one of the things
quick.
That struck her.
Just rewind it a second. Jill Biden has worked on women's health issues her whole career. I mean, listen to this fluff job. What has Jill Biden done for women's health issues? Please. Give me one example. Who had even heard of Jill Biden ever until, what, 4 years ago, really, probably? Jill Biden, she's done so much for women's health issues. What has she done? No, it's just this, let's just fluff her up. She's amazing. Jill Biden can fly. Jill Biden knows how to fly. Jill Biden can heal wounds with the touch of her hand. Jill Biden has telekinesis powers. Jill Biden can see the future. Jill Biden is Wonder Woman. She's done so much for women's health issues. What? Just existing. That's all a liberal has to do. All a liberal Democrat has to do is just exist. And the mainstream media just drool. Oh my God! Oh! It's Jill Biden, and she's done so much for women's health issues. Just look at her. But see, oh, then she gets into it. We need equity. And this guy's commenting on what Jill Biden is talking about. She's the president now. We need equity. We need money for women's studies. Go ahead.
Women's health issues for her whole career, as a teacher, but also as the second lady and now as the first lady. She said one of the things that struck her the most was the inequities in medical research, funding for medical research for women. So this is an important priority of hers that she had the opportunity to at this cabinet meeting to spotlight. And as you had that great interview with her, Peter, talking about the fact that, yes, a burden may have been lifted from her husband's shoulder in one respect with the end of his campaign, but there's still a lot of work that they both intend to do during their last few months.
Wow, nice. Even the MSNBC field reporter is going with the, there's still work to be done. That's one of the big Democrat Party lines right now. Work to be done. Work to be done. Things are so great because they're running against themselves. They're the incumbents. They're not running on the success of 4 years as president. They're running against the 4 years they've had in the White House. But they're saying, well, we're doing good, but there's still work to be done. So that's basically like, yeah, we failed miserably, but just elect us again. I should be the Democrat Party propaganda translator. Diversity. Less white people. Still work to be done. We failed miserably, but elect us again anyway. It's like all these little buzzwords, all these little catchphrases, they all mean something entirely different. Threat to democracy. Threat to the corrupt establishment. You need to understand this. But Jill Biden wants more money for women's studies. Well, again, it's this concept. And maybe it's how they were brought up. I don't know. It's this concept of just money forever. Where do you get the money? Where do you get the money? We want more money for women's studies and women's issues. Okay, what money? Where are you getting the money? Oh, we'll just get the money. We just need more money. We just want more money. Where? Where are you getting the money from? No, what do you mean? We just get the money. We just need to give them more money. They just are entitled to your money, or they just believe they just have unlimited amount of money to just give whatever they want. And maybe they do. Can you just decide you're going to wake up? I'm just going to go get that fancy car I've always wanted. I'm going to go get that big mansion on the lake that I've always wanted. Where are you going to get the money? You know what? I'm sick and tired of not living in a beachfront mansion. My lack of a beachfront mansion, my lack of funding, I need more funding for a beachfront mansion. We need more funding for women's studies. Well, you just spent $200 billion on this war, spent another $30 billion on that war, spent another $300 billion on the illegal immigrants. Boy, we're up to about $1 trillion. We're talking some serious money now, but we need more. We need money for women's studies. This idea, oh, just money, 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 money. And then Kamala Harris says, we are going to tax unrealized capital gains. So in other words, they want to reach into your pocket and take your money and spend it on frivolous nothings. But hey, that's President Jill Biden, a hero for women's health. Didn't you hear CNN? Didn't you hear MSNBC? She is a hero. So all of this is going on. The country's being invaded. People are suffering financially. Here's another perfect example. A CNN, I don't know if she's normally on CNN. I think she's been around maybe like Huffington Post and some other liberal outlets. Now I guess she's doing street interviews for CNN. She goes to the beach and she talks to Trump supporters. You got to understand the mindset of a liberal. Oh, money, just, oh, money, money, money. Yeah, you mean just steal my money and just give it to your friends? We need more money for women's studies. Where are you going to get the money? Well, we're going to reach into the American people's pockets. Oh, okay. Already struggling enough, but yeah, okay. Go ahead. So this woman goes to the beach, interviews a guy. You got to understand what's in these people's heads and why they should be nowhere near power and why their policies should never exist in the United States of America. So CNN goes to the beach and talks to a Trump supporter and listen to what she says and what she assumes, because she assumes he owns a boat. So listen to this, clip 7.
What's your most important issue?
The economy, getting the interest rates down, getting it to where we can afford to live in America. Right now, it's too expensive.
Okay, now let me maybe ask like a slightly impolite question. But, you know, if you can afford a boat, you're not hurting so bad, right? Because a boat costs a lot of money. And
I earned everything that I've got. I'm retired military, retired power plant, and I am successful and retired and with boats, jet skis, because I did it right. And everybody has that chance. Whether they choose or not, that's up to them.
I would never try to take anything away from you in that way. But what I'm asking is, groceries are probably a smaller part of your budget than, say, you know, someone who's like a little worse off. I think it's interesting that people who are a little bit more comfortable are still so concerned about the economy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Because I want my money to go further. I want inflation to go down. I want interest rates to go back down. I want all that. But that covers everybody in the economy. Not just me, not just the poor, not just the rich. It covers everybody.
Now, something I've heard from some people, tell me if this applies to you, is like they're worried their kids aren't able to afford a house or a car.
Well, I train my kids and taught my kids properly. They have great educations, and they're both successful in their careers. Actually, they're doing better than me.
Now, this is so important right here. I knew I'd seen that goofball somewhere. Vice, that's where it was. When Tim Cook had the dilated pupils, like he just took, you know, like an eighth of mushrooms or something. That interview is actually so important to understand the mind of these liberals, folks. It might even be one of the most important 60 seconds of the liberal mindset that you could ever see. She says to him, you own a boat, so you must be doing well. So that's right out of the gates, pretty broad assumption, but maybe fair. Maybe it's fair. But okay, so right out of the gates, just assuming things about somebody, right out of the gates. But then says, well, you have a boat, so you must be doing well. So why do you care? What? Why does he care? Why wouldn't he care? Think about what she just projected. This is the epitome of liberal elitism. And it will, and when you understand this, she says, you're doing great. Why do you care about the poor? Because that's how they think. That's how these rich liberal elites think. They don't care what their policies do. They don't care what the results of them being in power are. They're rich. They're doing great. They live in mansions. They have bodyguards. They have boats. They have gigantic refrigerators. They've got everything they need. They don't care about the poor. She just said it all right there. Hey, you're rich like me. What do you care about the poor? That's it. That's all you need to know about these people. From that dingbat CNN reporter all the way to the top with Kamala Harris. That's everything you need to know about the liberal elite right there. Hey, what do you care about the economy being bad? You got a boat? Who cares? We care about the country and we care about our fellow Americans. But B, what are you saying? Are you saying that you, because you're a rich liberal, you don't care about the results of your policies? You don't care about the 20% inflation? You don't care about the 20% increase in the price of living? Energy bills? Grocery bills? You don't care. Thank you. I'm telling you, that is the most important 60 seconds going into the mind of the liberal elite that you could ever see. Hey, guy, you're a Trump supporter, I'm a Harris supporter, but we're both rich. What do you care about these poor people? What do you mean the economy's bad? Economy's doing great for you. You're out here with a boat and a jet ski. Who cares about the economy for these stupid poor folk? Come on, man. What do you care? We're out on the beach. We're rich. Come on. That is the epitome of the liberal elite. That is the mindset that has crushed the economy. And see, because in their mind, they're, oh, what I'm doing is so great. Oh, what I'm doing is so great. I'm fighting for diversity, and I'm fighting for women's rights and trans rights and trans kids. And I'm a bleeding heart liberal progressive, and I'm changing things. Yeah, honey, but don't you realize these people out here are really struggling to pay for groceries and afford their mortgages and insurance. I mean, the economy's tanking out there. Excuse me, sir. Don't you see I'm on the beach in a boat? You want to talk to me about the economy? I have $500 sunglasses on, okay? This is a designer swimsuit. Okay. When I finish this interview, I'm going to go on my friend's yacht. What do you care about the economy? We're rich. Oh, liberal. Oh, isn't it so great being rich and liberal? Not really, honey. You're crushing the economy. What do you mean? I'm rich. The economy's great. Oh my gosh.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
Lay down your arms!
You won't get my gun!
My God, we will have them all!
We are not descended from fearful men. Think about that. All the liberties and freedoms, the incredible prosperity we've had in America is because our ancestors were recognized the world over when historians from China and Europe and you name it came here and wrote books 250 years ago, 150 years ago, 60 years ago. They marveled even 30 years ago at the ingenuity and the strength and the will and the wild, wild west attitude of the American people. Everywhere else had hegemonic royalty and empires and dynasties that didn't like competition and kept their thumb firmly on the people. America wasn't perfect by a long shot, but compared to the rest of the world, we were the best house in a bad neighborhood. And that's what InfoWars is about, exposing the globalists, the BlackRocks, the central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, who literally, in their own publications, admit they want to destroy the idea of America and Christianity in the West so the world has nothing to aspire to and descends into globalist tyranny. They have to erase our culture. And InfoWars is about rediscovering that culture and having a 2.0 Americana and stopping the globalists and every operation they launch against us. So we're announcing something very, very exciting so that you can fight the info war of the third dimension on the ground, not just cyberspace, meet like-minded people, and keep this broadcast on the air and hopefully even expand it. We've launched thealexjonesstore.com. There are over 40 now amazing t-shirt designs that are extremely popular, designed by one of the top Patriot apparel producers in the country. Over 30 ball caps as well, and a lot of new items, collectible knives, high-quality supplements. They're all on the way as well. So if you want to keep the transmission on the air, and you want to get incredible t-shirts, designs, new ones coming out every few days, they're limited edition, then go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there, put your email in for free. Don't have to buy anything. You get put in a raffle for $10,000 free cash. Every few months, there's going to be a new big giveaway, a sweepstakes, and 138,000 monster incredible Dodge truck, which experts say right now is the baddest, coolest, most powerful truck on the market. That's $138,000 value. With $10,000, that's $140,000+ value right there. And every time you buy a product, a t-shirt, bumper stickers, 1776 bracelets that are super inexpensive, you get entered 5 to 10 times, depending on the day you go and purchase products, into the raffle. But that's fun and great to do, and it's exciting. But the real issue here is keeping the operation on the air and wearing your colors loud and proud. I'm telling you, when you wear these shirts out in public, you will meet the patriots. It is amazing. The left's so stupid, they don't even know what most of these shirts mean. So now let me real fast just show you some of the best-selling designs at thealexjonesstore.com. But be sure and go there, because there's a bunch of designs I'm not going to show you, and more are getting added all the time. This is already a very popular shirt. I've not just seen this online. I've seen people wearing this in Austin, Texas, in New York City, or a similar shirt. So, Alex Jones is my spirit animal. This is a great conversational piece. It'll also trigger libtards. Get your limited edition shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
I wish I could find a way to, like, encapsulate that and just, like, just shoot it into the American consciousness. I'm telling you, it's so important to understand this about the mind of a liberal. And, most people in America will probably have times of ups and downs, financial good times, bad times, social good times, bad times, personal, but I mean, that's probably just life anywhere. But clearly it's the conservative that has, it's the right wing, it's Donald Trump himself that has the connection to humanity, that has the human touch, that never loses that on the ground feeling, that human relation. Doesn't matter whether it's a billionaire living in a penthouse or a person living paycheck to paycheck in small town America. We want the same things. We feel the same way. We care about one another. There's a story about Donald Trump and his father that we'll play that highlights that exact same thing. So, but it's like, how do I properly encapsulate this? I mean, really, I want to play the clip again, because I'm just telling you, it's so important to understand this about the liberal elite. They really do not get it. She says, "You have a boat. What do you care about the state of the economy?" I mean, the disconnect. The just total disconnect. Play it again for me one more time. I'm telling you, this is the most important 60 seconds from the minds of a liberal elite to understand why they destroy everything And they don't even, they're just completely disconnected from reality, completely disconnected from the common man. Play it again.
What's your most important issue?
The economy, getting the interest rates down, getting it to where we can afford to live in America. Right now, it's too expensive.
Okay, now, let me maybe ask like a slightly impolite question.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, just pause it, rewind it. Just go back. Even the way... Like, I'm up here like I'm doing a joke in the last segment. She actually does that. Yeah, but let me just, like, what do you care? It's like a sketch comedy show. Yeah, but what do you care? I mean, oh my gosh. I'm telling you, folks, this is the mind of the liberal elite. They are completely disconnected. They do not know or care the results of their policies as long as they feel good about it and it doesn't affect them. Go ahead.
Let me maybe ask like a slightly impolite question. But, you know, if you can afford a boat, you're not hurting so bad, right? Because a boat costs a lot of money and it's a lot of upkeep.
Listen,
okay, so
nobody
that's good.
Gave me.
So that's good. I mean, obviously you're doing fine, so what do you care? What? That's like, see, I'm telling you, this is such a psychological thing. It's so important. This is the broken mind of a liberal. And that's just politically. Honestly, this even goes back to the video that we covered earlier this week where that woman gets beaten up in broad daylight and nobody helps her. Honestly, it's the same psychology. You have a boat and a jet ski, so you're doing fine. What do you care? I'm not the person getting beat up by an illegal immigrant in downtown New York City. I don't care. Ew. It's the same psychology, folks. It's the complete disconnect. It's such a self-isolation from the world around you. It's a total disconnect with your fellow human. Ah, I'm not the one getting beat up and stomped on by an illegal immigrant in New York City. I don't want anything to do with that. Gross. Ah, you have a boat and a jet ski. What do you care if the economy's good or bad? Ah. It's the same psychology. It's the disconnect from your fellow man. It's the disconnect from your fellow human. It's the self-isolation of not realizing, no, it does affect you, even if it doesn't directly affect you. And the liberal elite, the liberal mind, doesn't get it. They are disconnected. And, you know, yeah, there's the political aspect, but you know what? There's the technological aspect with the smartphones and the TVs and the chemicals in the food and the water. But I'm telling you, that's everything you should ever hear right there, and you understand the liberal elite. What's your number one concern? Well, I'm really concerned about the economy. Yeah, but, I mean, you have a boat, so why do you care about the economy? Wow. That's everything. That's everything. As long as the liberal elite, as long as the Democrat progressive are rich, as long as they can have their sex orgies during COVID, as long as they can have their mansions and mega parties while the rest of the country is suffering financially, as long as they don't have the illegal aliens invading their towns, their fancy neighborhoods, then it's all fine. So they don't care if they crush you. They don't care if they send illegal aliens into your town. They don't care if your city is riddled by crime and poverty. As long as it doesn't impact them, as long as it doesn't affect them, then what do you care? That is the liberal mind. That is the liberal elite psychology. Okay, I think we've worn that out. But see, it's all funny. It's all funny. It all comes back to this. I've got one clip. The whole damn Oprah Kamala Harris interview was just a cringe factory giggle fest. That's all this woman can do is laugh. Everything's funny to Kamala Harris. She's the worst comedian ever. She laughs at her own jokes every time. So here it is. And I mean, then there's what she says. Oh, she loves, Kamala Harris loves guns now, folks. Clip two.
At the debate, I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody that breaks in my house, they're getting shot. Sorry.
Yes. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that. But my staff will deal with that later. Yeah.
But you.
I mean, okay. Somebody breaks into Kamala Harris's house, they're getting shot. Yeah, probably by her personal security guards. It's all a big joke. What a great, what an excellent screenshot that is. Yeah. And then there's a black man sitting in the front row like, oh my God. In fact, if you go back and you look, I bet the crew can find the clip easily. At the end of the Harris National Association of Black Journalists interview, she shakes their hands and then she does like her peacock walk off the stage. And then the camera angle flips to the black journalist that interviewed her and they all look at one another and they're like, we're screwed. You can see like this moment, they make eye contact and they're like, this woman is so phony. She's just such a fake. This giggle fest campaign tour that she's on. What is so funny? Yeah, here it is right here. You'll see at the end of this clip, they'll pan the camera to the right after she peacocks off the stage, and they all look at one another like, what in the hell? Oh, my. This is just, honestly, it's the worst candidate in the history of American politics, and it's not even close. She's on a giggle factory campaign tour. What is so funny, woman? What is so funny? The cost of groceries up 20%. Consumer price index up 20%. Interest rates up. Credit card rates up, inflation up, everything up. But it's not affecting Kamala Harris, so it's funny. What does she care? It's funny. Jill Biden's running the White House. It's funny. Oh, but Trump's the threat to democracy. See? Trump's the threat to democracy. So Fox News sent a reporter to the Capitol, and Democrats don't even back off. Trump is still the biggest threat to democracy. They ask Hank Johnson. You know, he seems like a nice guy, but, you know, probably not the brightest in Congress. He thinks islands float. So you can just start and end right there. That's the IQ level of a Hank Johnson Democrat, thinks islands float. That's in congressional record, said it on congressional testimony. That's fun. But listen, it's Jayapal and all of them. It's like, hey, do you want to back off the rhetoric now that, you know, you guys are trying to get Trump killed? Do you think they back off of it? Here in clip eight?
If you think it's time for Democrats to stop calling Trump a threat to democracy.
No, fact of the matter is that he is a threat to democracy.
No, I think we should be clear that he is a threat to democracy.
Do you think that the rhetoric, though, needs to be toned down?
I think his rhetoric should be toned down, absolutely.
Listen, these are the facts. He is a threat, period, point blank.
Man, how do you even respond to that? He's a threat to democracy. How many votes did Kamala Harris get? He's a threat to democracy. They don't even want voter ID. They don't even want proof of citizenship. They want Trump dead. They want Trump dead. They don't even hide it anymore. They don't give a damn. It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious at this point, isn't it? It's pretty, pretty obvious. It's just like that guy we played yesterday. There is a division. The division is pretty clear. It's good versus evil. It's common sense versus nonsense. It's death versus life. It's poverty versus prosperity. But it's these Democrats are just outright evil people. And they say Trump needs to tone down the rhetoric. Well, what left are we to do but to call you out? You want Trump dead. You want Trump supporters dead. You want the country dead. You want the economy to collapse. You want our borders wide open. You want crime rates to skyrocket. And you sit here after multiple assassination attempts on Donald Trump, after thousands of assaults on Trump supporters, and you point the finger at us? At us? Is this Jasmine Crockett standing up for Diddy? Wow. Jasmine Crockett standing up for Diddy. Okay. Let's see how that one goes for you. Let's see how that one goes for you. It's really hard to believe, isn't it? It's really hard to believe that these people are anywhere near power. It's really hard to believe that these people have governing powers over you. It's really hard to believe these people sit in Congress. It's hard to believe these people are in the American media. Outright liars, outright scumbags, outright degenerates, outright phonies. And they sit there perched on top of you, pointing the finger at you, crapping on you. Unbelievable. But this is why they are less popular than they've ever been. They are a joke. The vast majority of Americans see them for what they are. Total scumbags, total liars. That's why when Tim Walz's wife, who's a freak show of her own, tries to have a rally event, she gets shouted down by Trump supporters in clip four.
Bring her back. And that's what teachers do. We find ways to make a difference. That's what all of you do, and that's why you're here tonight. We believe in each other. We see the potential in one another, and we see the potential for a brighter and a different and a hopeful future that includes all of us. Yes. So here's the thing. People in Minnesota, you might have heard this thing, Minnesota nice. That we're very nice, kind people. Well, Tim and I are, I hope. We try to be. But here's what I say.
Oh, man. I got mixed emotions about that one because you hear the Trump supporter on the bullhorn and it's fun and you like it, but then you see that dingbat talking. I just, man, oh man. It's like you feel that you're so close. You can almost taste it. You're so close, you can almost touch it. Just having real leadership, common sense leadership, common sense policies, getting these frauds, these phonies, these crooks, these liars out of our way. It's like we're just so close. We are just so close. And it's like, is this, please let this be the final stage of the Democrat Party politically. Please, Tim Walz and Harris and Biden and whatever Walz's wife, let this be it. Please get these people out of our way. Jasmine Crockett with her 10 pounds of makeup on her face and her 10-pound wig. Please let this be the end of them. I don't want to deal with them even anymore politically. Maxine Waters with her fried fish face and her James Brown wig. Please let this be the end of them politically. Just get them out of our way. We just want to have prosperity. We just want to have a country. We just don't want liars and crooks running our government. Why is this so hard? Why is that so much to ask for? Just like so close. It's like right there. And you got Vivek Ramaswamy going on these podcasts talking about completely shutting down the federal government. Yes. He talks about just ending all diversity hiring practices. Yes. Like, duh. Duh. Common sense for the 21st century. Here we are. Here's another example of how phony they are. A CNN panelist is on air with Nancy Mace, calls her a white supremacist and a racist, then goes on to pose for pictures and hit on her. Nancy Mace enters this into the congressional record with the text, clip 11.
I would like to also enter into the record a screenshot of a text message I received from the esteemed professor from Vanderbilt, Michael Eric Dyson, after my CNN interview, begged me for photos. In this text, he says, after calling me racist on CNN, shh, don't tell anybody, we look good together, and sent me a kissy emoji.
Without
then
objection.
The guy order. Says I'm gorgeous in all these photos. I don't think he's that bent out of shape on how anyone pronounces Kamala. And if we're going to have that standard, you got to hold it to both sides, not just one or the other.
So, he goes on CNN, she's a white supremacist, she's evil, she's a racist. And then the segment is over, the act is over, the theater is done, and he tries to sleep with her. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He wanted to sleep with her. It's all an act, folks. These people are all phonies. They're all frauds. It was funny, when I met Van Jones, pretty cool guy, pretty nice guy, easy to talk to, easy to get along with, actually agreed on a lot of things. But when he's on CNN, he's got to put on the act. Remember the Undercover Project Veritas video? Van Jones admits the whole Russian collusion thing is fake, goes on air the next day, talks about Russian collusion, biggest threat to our country. These people are all phonies. They're all phonies. Get out of our way, phonies. Get out of our way. We are ready to rebuild. We are ready to restore. We are ready to reconstitute. Get out of our way. The game is over. The act is over. The theater is closed. We're drawing the curtain on all of this. It's done. Go play plastic politics. Go play little tykes politics. Go do your little act. Go do your little theater. Go have your little sex orgies. Whatever it is you want to do, go ahead. That's fine. Get out of our way. We're building the future. Get out of our way. Serious people are taking back control. We've let you have control for too long. You're done. But you see what a big phony act it is? She's a racist. She's a white supremacist. She's a Nazi. We can't have these types of people involved. I can't believe she's in Congress. Ridiculous. All right, and that's a clear. Hey, so Nancy, you look really good. What are you doing tonight? You want to hang out? Maybe get a nightcap? What do you think, babe? Whole thing's an act. He knows damn well she's not a racist. He knows damn well she's not a white supremacist. He's an actor on CNN. And people watch that and they think it's serious. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Nancy Mace, a black guy, said she's a racist. A black guy said she's a white supremacist. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's those damn Republicans again. Those racist Republicans again. Those white supremacist Republicans again. Gee, golly, I can't vote for them. Whole thing's an act. Van Jones. Oh, Trump, Russia collusion. Trump, Russia collusion. Trump, Russia collusion. Off air. Yeah, whole thing's fake. But the people that listen, Oh, wow, Trump-Russia collusion. Oh, my gosh, Robert Mueller. Oh, oh. Like, why? But see, it all goes back to the liberal psychology. Why do you want to live in this fake world? Why do you want to live in this world that doesn't exist? Why do you want to build all these paper mache houses? Why do you want to have a house of cards? Why do you want a wax statue of yourself? Because they don't, it doesn't impact them. They don't care. As long as it doesn't impact them, they do not care. It's not real. So you see, it's the same thing. Why do you care about the economy? You have a boat. Yeah, I know I called you a white supremacist. I didn't mean that. I actually think you're kind of hot. Let's go. Want to go check out my apartment? Just they do not care. Total disconnect. All right, I'm going to open up the phone lines. We still got a lot here. But I am going to open up the phone lines in the second hour. We do have a guest coming up who just got back from Ohio with just incredible footage of what's going on there. I mean, this thing, folks, independent journalists all flooded Springfield, Ohio, and every single one of them just got total just verification of everything Trump's talking about, basically. Everything we knew is going on, everything that Democrats are trying to cover up. But it's happening in all these towns. Springfield was just like the portal that opened it up, and now it's now people are looking at it in Pennsylvania and other states as well. So we got that coming up, but we will open the phone calls, open the phone lines in the second hour as well. Folks, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is in stock, but it sells out fast, especially when it's 40% off. Tastes great. Good for you. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. More than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and so much more in one scoop. Tastes great, good for you, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 40% off right now while in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They have got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here, 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you've entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. So it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.